Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 24 Communications Make It Happen podcast. I'm your host, Callie Hintze. At 24, we make it happen every day. We've built a fast-growing ad agency combining our award-winning talent with client vision, translating real results to the bottom line. Here, we'll bring you stories, content, and more from real-life entrepreneurs, just like us, who make it happen every day in their own field. We hope you leave inspired and ready to make it happen in your own life. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome, everyone, to the 24 Communications Make It Happen podcast. On today's edition of the podcast, I'm going to be covering the topic of project management. This is Callie Hintze. I'm a principal at 24 Communications, and I'm your host. So welcome if you're joining us for the first time. So on the topic of project management, this is one of the reasons why I believed in 24 enough to leave my previous career and come to work for this great agency. And to give you just a little bit of background about my experience and how I ended up here, I was previously a client of 24 Communications. So I worked for a pretty large insurance agency selling cosmetic surgery insurance and traveled around all over the country, calling on plastic surgeons at various conferences and things like that. And we had the largest marketing budget in my company at the time, and I oversaw how we spent that budget. But the reality of the workflow and the travel required and the conferences that we were attending, we were going 90 to nothing all over the place. We needed deliverables in real time. And we had worked with a lot of different agencies, both in the state and out of state. And one of the common frustrations that I had pretty frequently was the time that it took to get the deliverables that we needed. And the project management experience from the client side, where I would make requests for changes to our website or other printed material, and it would take what seemed to me to be an excessively long time to get that creative turned around. So over time, we started using 24 Communications, and my business partner, Jennifer Solt, and myself formed a working client-vendor relationship and kind of saw that we both had the same expectations as far as delivery, and the creative was outstanding. So over time, we would have conversations and she would say, hey, you know, I really need somebody to come over and do business development. And the more I kind of thought about it, looked into it, and was expecting my second child at the time. So I said, you know what? I would be interested in leaving what I'm doing here, selling insurance, and coming to work with you to help grow this business, because your work product is excellent. Your responsiveness is second to none. And the execution was just unbeatable. So we did that. We were friends, neighbors, everybody said, oh gosh, this is going to be a disaster. Don't go into business with somebody you know. Certainly don't go into business with someone you live next to. But we did it anyway and jumped off the cliff. And here we are almost 8 years later, still going and still growing. So I'm quite proud of that story and wanted to share that with you as to kind of get into this topic of project management and why it matters really in any industry. It's not specific to an advertising agency, but any service-oriented business requires excellence in project management.
Are you looking for a creative team who can help bring your vision to life? At 24, we translate brand awareness straight to your bottom line. Check us out today at 24c.co.
One of the first things that I think is important to talk about in regards to project management is having the right tools in place for your project management team to help keep them organized. Organization is critical to project management. And if you think about in our business, for sure, really, I guess this could apply to anybody. The project manager, in essence, is essentially the air traffic controller. They are responsible for seeing the project through start to finish and making sure that the plane, i.e. the project, lands safely and successfully every single time. So leaning forward, anticipating needs, thinking about what it's going to take to get the project across the finish line successfully and with outstanding customer service and over delivery, if you will, in that arena is the role of the project manager. So it's important to have the right tools in place so that they can be set up for success to manage the projects that they're working on. So to tell you a little bit kind of about our process at 24 and how this cycle works and runs through the software tools that we use, from the first step that happens in any project is the sale. So I lead our business development team, go meet with a client. They say, hey, we need a new website. I come back, create a proposal for that website. The client says, okay, signs the proposal. So we have a win. We have a sale. From there, that project gets loaded into our software system that we use for project management, which is Airtable. And for those of you who are not familiar with Airtable, it is a super simple software platform. It is, in my opinion, the most easy, non-cumbersome tool to sort projects, keep projects organized, and they have a template for basically everything. So whether it's a marketing plan you're working on or simply identifying your creative tasks by category and client or a social media calendar template, they have a template for virtually everything. And I think at the basic level, the tool is free and then you can upgrade depending on what extras you may or may not need. So in our world, we make a sale, we put the project in Airtable, and then from there, the project manager who gets assigned to that project creates a creative brief. So in the organization, everybody can do what they do best. The creative people don't have to think about what the client has asked for because a lot of times they're not in those meetings. It needs to go to the creative team in the most complete form possible so that they can take the creative brief, open it up, see exactly what the specs are of whatever it is we're creating, if it's a website, how many pages. A lot of times we will have gone through the creative brief process with the client in a website build scenario, for example. So we've identified their likes, their dislikes, other website examples that they like or want to imitate to some degree. Do they like white space? Do they not like white space? Do they have particular requests for images? Those kinds of things are what go into the creative brief. And if you're new to that process, you can Google a million templates for creative briefs. It'll give you kind of the bare bone basics of what you would need to fill out. But for us, our project manager takes the creative brief, puts in the detail that the creative team needs to know. And if it's something real quick and on the fly, we don't get too bogged down in the weeds on it. What the creative designer needs to know is what are we creating? What are the size specifications? And if it's somebody that we've been working with for a long time, they can take whatever text is in the creative brief and they have a general feel for the brand standards and the look. So we don't get bogged down taking hours and hours to create that brief. But if it's a new client and a new integrated campaign or a new website build, something a little more complex, then we will spend more time in that creative brief process. But so the project manager does that. And then it goes to our creative team in its complete form. And they open up the brief and they get to work on the project. And going back to the Airtable tool, we have identified in there who's the copywriter, who's the project lead, who's the creative designer, and any notes that may be associated with that particular project. So having a structured workflow of how business comes in the door, how it gets written up as far as what we're producing, how it gets loaded into that production calendar, and how it gets to the creative team and the deadlines associated with it are critical to the success of the project management process and the workflow execution. So just a little tip there, a couple of other tools that we use. Sometimes we'll have clients that want us to use their project management tools. So it may be that they're working on Slack and they want to add us to their channel. So anything that they post conversationally in Slack, we would see on their channel. Or we have a client who prefers Microsoft Teams. So anything that we do for that particular client, we have a room in Teams and we drop it in there and that's how we communicate with them. So there's lots of great resources out there of how to manage your workflow, but high-level organization having a defined workflow process, sort of like your assembly line, is very important to making sure that deliverables get executed on time and that you're not wasting the time of your team, that you clearly identify what you're doing, what the client wants, and getting that to your team in a timely manner with as much detail as possible so that no one is guessing, because that ends up in a million revisions and ultimately cost you as the agency or the business money because you didn't have clarity from the client as to what their expectations were. So tools, very, very important. And then communication. We are obviously a communications firm, so hopefully we're good at communicating internally with our team. But even though we have all these tools in place, it's very important for us as a team to communicate effectively internally. So to that end, each week we have at the beginning of the week a project meeting where we get everybody on the Zoom and we go through our list in Airtable to make sure that everyone is tracking on who's working on what, when it's due, address any problems, concerns, or questions that may arise with a particular client project. So having and maintaining that internal communication process is also very critical. Another tool that we use to help facilitate that process is Slack. So in my opinion, Slack is just a more casual platform to send information back and forth versus relying on everyone to see things in their email. So I think Slack is a great way to communicate as a team and kind of help everybody stay connected. Another critical role of the project manager is responsiveness. And going back to how I ended up with Jennifer at 24, the level of responsiveness that I experienced as a client working with 24 was beyond anything I had experienced with any other vendor that we used at the time. So when I was contemplating leaving my job there and coming to work with her, one of the things that I thought that 24 was doing exceptionally well was responding to the needs of their clients. So we kind of, over the years, have built our reputation on that level of responsiveness. And I see it even today when I'm working on projects with other PR firms or ad agencies in different parts of the country who may be, there may be two or three clients involved. We represent our client. The other firm represents another client. But I have to say, I come away from those experiences a lot of times exceptionally proud of our level of responsiveness at 24. And we tell our project managers, you know, don't let things sit. At the end of the day, we have to do the job better than what they could do or hire themselves internally. So we don't ever want to leave a client guessing about the status of something, even if internally we've hit roadblocks on our end with production or we're waiting on something from the client. We don't leave it just floating out in space. We want to over communicate with them and say, this is where we are. This is a status update. Here's when you can expect delivery, or we're still holding on these pieces from you. Please let us know when we can expect to receive them. And then based on that receipt date, here's an expectation of when we'll have the work back to you. So over communicating with the client, leaning forward, making sure that, again, we get the project successfully across the finish line. All of that real-time communication is very, very important. They have a lot of things going on in their individual companies, and we want them to feel like we truly are an extension of their internal team. Not that if they had someone sitting there across the aisle from them internally, that they would have a better handle on what's going on than what we do. So hyper-responsive, communicating with the client, making sure we see things through, that's a critical piece of the project management process. And then last but not least, I think that the project manager is ultimately the gateway to the relationship experience with the client. So you always want to be looking for ways to add value to your client. You want to, starting with number one, care about the client. You know, I'm part of the John Maxwell Leadership Program, and one of the main things that he says is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So stepping into every client relationship, caring about the client's business, learning something about the client's business, learning something about the project, getting to know what inspired the project, asking questions to get the context of what it is that you're working on, how it came to be, and their business model that this got brought forward is a great way to get pieces of the puzzle that down the road, as you move through it, may inspire ideas from your end to help bring value to the client. So we always tell our team, it's real important to not just be in a conversation or in a meeting and be box checking so that you can get the bullets on what they need and then machine-like take it, turn it around to the production team, but be in that concierge for the client, helping them to have a great experience with our agency. That's what keeps the business going, because at the end of the day, relationships are everything. And if you have a long-standing positive relationship with a client, then when it comes to budget cut time, that personal connection with them may be the difference in you being let go or someone else being let go, all combined with exceptional quality, exceptional delivery. All of that plays into it. But just genuinely approaching every client with a sense of interest and caring about their business. I would say that what I like most about being in this industry and what we do every day is the relationship aspect with the client. At 24, we don't specialize in one industry vertical. So we represent clients in a lot of different business categories. And it's fascinating to me to understand what goes in or what the latest things are, trends in IT, for example, or what clients are working on and why they're working on it. One of our clients is a large national appraisal firm, and they're constantly innovating and looking for ways to bring new technologies to their industry. That's always an interesting conversation to understand how these things came to be, where they're going, what their forecast looks like, those kinds of things, and how we can plug into that and help bring value to that process. Working with clients in a lot of different industries gives us a unique perspective because we're seeing things that may apply to, we may be doing something for a client in one industry that conceptually is equally brilliant for another client. So it's fun to kind of have our hands in all these different industry verticals and be able to take concepts and applications and move them around to the benefit of everybody. So caring is very important from the project management side, not clocking out at 5 o'clock and thinking, well, I don't really know where that is, or but I've done my job and I'm gone for the day or gone for the weekend, because those are the things that get remembered from the client experience side. So did you go the extra mile to make sure that things got done and that things were put to bed in a way that everybody can go into their weekend and rest easily, not just you as an employee of an agency or a business? So going that extra mile, looking for ways to do more and do better are very important to the client relationship and the project management process. Also, critical thinking. When a client comes to us with something that they want, they're hiring us as the expert. So when we look at something and it doesn't make sense to us, or we think that there are pitfalls around the idea that could ultimately do them harm, it's our job to be the critical thinker in that equation and step up and say, hey, look, this really does not make any sense. And have you thought about what will happen if A, B, C, and D? It can be something as simple as a name for a product or a logo idea or something that seems seemingly benign, but really could come back to bite them in the end. It's our job as the expert and the project managers to be that critical thinking piece and step up and say, let us tell you from our vantage point why this may not be the best idea. And then offer solutions of what we could do that would be better iterations of where they're trying to go. So critical thinking is a key component in successful project management and being a part of a successful project management team. And then last but not least, always looking for ways that you can grow. Find continuing education tools and courses and things that you can plug into as a project lead and a project manager to help you do your job better. Everybody, I don't care if it's social media management or IT project management or real estate project management or whatever the case may be, there are all kinds of courses and tools and education platforms out there to immerse yourself in, to constantly look for ways to get better and grow yourself both personally and professionally. And those tools and platforms, again, go back to feeding into the critical thinking process. The more you digest and take in of what's out there to help you get better, the more it's going to spur on ideas of ways that you can help your clients do better in their field or bring value to them. So always looking for ways to grow and help build those relationships with the client are also key factors of being successful in project management and being a real contribution to a project management team. And, you know, one last thing that I'll say about being a part of a project management team, I think for us, it's important to not over project manage. So we don't need to have 10 staff members on every single client call. That's not a good use of our time. If it's dependent on the client relationship, if a member of their C-level team is going to be on the call, then we will ensure that a member of our C-level team is also on the call to interface peer-to-peer. But you don't want to create an experience where the client feels like things become cumbersome for them, or if they make a simple request to you as the agency, it has to go through a 12-man team in order to get executed. I know one of the things on the client side I found frustrating and also experienced this time from time on the agency side is anytime you have a bunch of people that are involved in a decision or a process, it tends to get overcomplicated. So in as much as we can pare that down and let the client have a single point of contact and us have a single point of contact on the client end, it just makes life easier for everyone. So, you know, I would think about that from a budget and cost saving standpoint, that if you've got a project management team of four or five people, does everybody need to be in every meeting? Does everybody need to be on every call? Or can you divide and conquer in a way that lets everybody push the project further down the line towards completion without getting stuck in, you know, tying up a bunch of time in meetings and conversations that really only require one person? So that would be kind of a final thought there as far as important as successfully managing a project, it's important to not over manage a project. So just a few tips there. This is kind of brief, but I wanted to just kind of share some things on our end. And, you know, while they may be common practice that everybody does, I think it's hopefully helpful to remind you of some of the ways, especially if you're just getting started in a business, things that you can implement from the outset that will keep you from, for example, relying on your email inbox to stay on top of what you're supposed to be doing or communication, because things can get missed and then, you know, that just creates problems for everybody. So in summary, get the right tools, get the right software systems in place so that you can identify your project successfully. You can communicate with your team and your client in real time and stay hyper responsive to their needs. And, you know, care about the client. Critical thinking is key. Look for ways to add value to each project and client, and how could you do it better, or what's not being thought of that might be a good idea. And then always looking for ways to improve yourself, get better, and grow so that you do better, not only for you, but for your team and ultimately for your client, and everybody benefits from that at the end of the day. So just a quick little overview on our system. And again, hopefully that's beneficial to some of you out there listening as you go forward in your business. Thank you.
This concludes today's Make It Happen podcast. Thanks for listening.